It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Mornings with Ian Smith on SENZ.
It is 11:45 here on SENZ. Mornings with Ian Smith, Ricardo Ball with you. Harness Racing, get amongst it at hrnz.co.nz. Joining us to talk trots this morning is Greg O'Connor. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hello, Ricardo. Gee, just about every day would seem like Christmas Day for you in the middle of a Football World Cup, I would have thought.
Mate, how good. And the results this morning were just mental.
Stunning, and brilliant to watch. And you know, I've heard a couple of your text messages you've been reading out of people saying, how do you predict it? Well, how cool's that? You're not going to an event where you know what's probably likely going to happen, because anything can happen.
Yeah, well, exactly, mate. I mean, I did tip Japan to beat Germany at sevens earlier in the tournament, but that's about the only thing I've got right.
Yeah, well, you're not the Lone Ranger there, my friend. But anyway, it's a great comp, and it's still anybody's.
Yeah, it is indeed, mate. It is indeed. And you're doing the heavy lifting this weekend with Mick at the Interdom. So you got to team up with Louis tomorrow on the mail run?
Look, I'm definitely doing Sunday. We've got Trots Talk, and it's without Mick. So as you know, Ricardo, you know full well that I'll get a word in for a change, although he will come on for a segment and give us an update on the Interdoms. Just on that, Bolt for Brilliance, our sole representative for Tony Hurley, he has finished first and second in the first couple of heats and has drawn barrier two on tomorrow night, Saturday night. So he will be in the final. Tony's actually come home. He's got a couple of horses in the big day on Sunday, where Clado will be hosting out of Addington Raceway, where I am at the moment, the entire afternoon. So, Tony's obviously qualified him and thought, right, I can leave him with Josh Dickey and I'll come over here and drive his couple of his big charges in what is known as the Grand Prix on Sunday.
Yeah, big day on Sunday, mate. What are you expecting?
Look, I'm expecting eight cracking Group 1 races because, you know, this is the end of season championship, a little bit like the duels we've had in the past. There's 4 2-year-old races, which are the equivalent of the duels, but on top of that, you've got the Oaks for the fillies, 3-year-old fillies. You've got the Derby for the 3-year-old boys. You've got the Trotting Derby. And you've also got the New Zealand Trotting Free-for-All, which used to be part of Cup Day. So, you know, like that in itself is, from a purist point of view, it just doesn't get any better than that. And on top of that, you've got a Group 3 race, which includes the New Zealand Free-for-All winner from 3 weeks ago and Self Assured taking on Spankham, his old rival, who's won a Miracle Mile, of course, and BD Joe's in there. So, yeah, look, it's an exceptional race day, mate. There's a lot of multis going to be playing through it, and I'm sure they're probably going through the Football World Cup as well, because there's a few short price favourites there. But if you can isolate two or three and play a little bit of sport around it, you know how quickly it can multiply, Ricardo.
Yeah, mate. Well, on that, do you want to give us a bit of a steer on a couple of potential anchors?
Yeah, I really like a horse called High Energy. She's unbeaten in 4 from 4. She's trained by the All-Stars. She's come up with a beautiful barrier draw of 7, so that's race 6, number 7. Very big chance. I'm not going to tip a cooter because I hear that you're punting for, what is it called? Punting for?
Purpose.
Purpose, yes. I was just looking for the extra P word there. You guys have got a cooter, and I think he can win the Derby. It's going to be a great battle between he and Republican Party. So I won't tip into that race, but earlier on in race number 5, Sherlock, number 1, is $1.90. So $1.90 into $1.70. Quickly, Ricardo, you're getting to $3.20, $3.30, and then you start playing into a bit of sport as well. And, bet responsibly. We want you to do that. But I reckon if you take those two, they're my two locks for the day anyway.
Yeah, nice. I quite like those, mate. I tell you what I'm not such a big fan of, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but the new Warriors jersey with the massive headlight on the front. Have you seen that?
Not big on it.
No. Somebody suggested to me it was a portal to a parallel universe. I don't know if maybe that's a universe the Warriors. Maybe it's a universe the Warriors can win the premiership in. I'm not sure, but
they want to be in. But yeah,
yeah. Okay. It's not a bar on the old '92 North Sydney Bears shirt. That's for sure.
No, there'll never be anything to replicate that, mate. But Sticking with the harness theme tonight, Alexander Park, just six races, but I really like one in race five, number two, Steal the Show. He comes through a New Zealand Cup campaign and gets into that race beautifully, I reckon. And tomorrow they race on the grass at Akaroa. Race 10, number two, Skittle Bomb, should take a lot of beating. So there's plenty of racing on. Wingatui, they race on the grass there today, the old Forbury Park harness meeting there. So that kicks off at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. They've got 10 races there. So something for everyone, two grass track meetings, and then the Grand Prix with Harness Racing New Zealand and Addington Raceway on Sunday.
Mate, it's going to be a massive weekend. I hope you survive it. Go well, Greg.
Will do. Appreciate it, Ricardo. Cheers. All the best.
Yeah, you too, bud. You too. Have a great weekend. You can live the dream and get involved in harness racing today. New Zealand Harness Racing. Visit hrnz.co.nz. It's 10 away from 12. I love